Tuscan Rose, written by Belinda Alexandra and read by Caroline Lee. Rosa Bellocchi was dying by inches. Her life was about to change, and everything familiar was slipping from her grasp. She sat in the convent kitchen with Suor Maddalena, as she had every morning since she had finished her formal education at the convent of Santo Spirito. The kitchen was terracotta-tiled, with a wooden bench running down the centre of it, and overlooked the courtyard and the statue of Sant'Agostino. Despite the fire in the cast-iron stove, the early spring air had a chill to it, and the women had moved their chairs into the patch of sunlight streaming through the window. Suor Maddalena peeled potatoes, while Rosa sat with her flute in her lap, her spine stiff and her stomach stretched taut. She pretended to study the phrasing of the hymn perched on her music stand, but her mind was racing. "Will today be the last time we sit together like this?" she asked herself. Suor Maddalena sang when she worked in the kitchen. The convent was a place for meditation, but the cavernous halls and maze of corridors acted like echo chambers. And each morning the duet of Suor Maddalena's perfect pitch and the sweet tones of Rosa's flute would reach even the remotest parts of the convent. The nuns working in the vegetable garden lifted their heads and strained to hear the heavenly music, and the older ones, allowed to rest in their cells after breakfast, dreamed of angels. But that morning, Suor Maddalena was silent, absorbed in a grief her faith would not allow her to show. Rosa's heart ached to think that she would soon be separated from the woman who was the closest person to a mother she had known. Their intimate relationship, the bond that had developed during their years in the kitchen, would cease, and all future conversations would take place in the formal parlour through the grill with a listening nun in attendance. "I will be on the outside of the only home I have known," Rosa thought. Her eyes took in the words of the hymn, "The greatest joy is sacrificing oneself for others." And she was reminded of her interview with the Badessa, the convent's Mother Superior, a few days before. "Although the outside world thinks our life is plain, we are content," the Badessa had told her. "Our faith is full of wonder, and our community shares an understanding lacking in many families. But to live this life, one must be called to it. And, Rosa, you have not been called."